Hi, I'm Ariel Blecker, and you're listening to the Science Line podcast. This is the sound of science. About 5 years ago, a couple of guys in Seattle started the company Blue Marble Energy. They set out to make biofuels, but what they ended up with was something a whole lot more valuable. Their idea was to collect thousands of species of bacteria, dump them into a series of tanks, and feed them algae. Some of the bacteria would break down the algae, other bacteria would ferment it, and the byproduct would be methane, or natural gas, kind of like what happens in the four stomachs of a cow when it digests grass. So the team went hunting for microbes. They found them in all sorts of places.
Deep under the ocean, in old swamps, from animals.
That's James Stevens, who is now the Chief Science Officer and Vice President of Blue Marble. It took him and his crew 2.5 years to find the right bacterial concoction. In the end, they came up with a culture of more than 60,000 different organisms. But when they started testing it, they discovered it wasn't just making methane. It was also churning out
all these great other biochemical compounds.
These compounds were essentially chemicals. In fact, they were the same kinds of chemicals that are normally made from oil. Chemicals that are then used to make just about everything. Clothes, computers, paints, Ziploc baggies, even the drugs in your medicine cabinet.
Which means if we run out of oil or oil gets cut off, guess what? We don't have Gore-Tex coats. We don't have plastic for cars. We don't have food packaging. We don't have preservatives. We don't have all these things we use in everyday life.
What Blue Marble had stumbled upon was a new way to make these chemicals, a way that didn't depend on oil. When Stevens discovered this was happening, he did a little bit of research and found out that these chemicals he was making,
they're worth a bunch more than natural gas.
And around the same time, they were realizing they could sell these chemicals for a whole lot more money than they could get for fuel. The scientists at Blue Marble began testing different kinds of materials to feed the bacteria, materials other than algae.
We started testing blackberry bushes and milfoil and aquatic plants, and we started testing food waste and yard waste and grasses and found out, hey, our system that we designed to really work well with algae allows our process to work really on any kind of biomass we put into the system.
At the moment, Blue Marble mostly uses the residues of grain left over from brewing beer, which it gets from the brewery next door. Talk about lowering transportation costs. In fact, because the process involves so little transportation and no drilling or refining whatsoever,
it's actually cheaper for us to produce our material than for it to be extracted from petroleum.
The process is much less like extracting chemicals from oil and much more like brewing beer. The people at Blue Marble take the grain and they grind it up until it's almost a powder, and then they load it into big white plastic tanks. Inside the tanks are these 60,000 species of bacteria they collected. Basically, the bacteria eat the grain, process it, and some of the things they produce are these very useful and very expensive chemicals. Now, remember, these chemicals can go into making all sorts of products. Shoes, tires, scotch tape. But what Blue Marble does is it takes these chemicals and with some regular old chemical manufacturing, turns them into more complex chemicals called esters that you can smell and taste.
You know, it's blueberry, it's lilac, rose flavors and smells, smell of coffee.
The esters Blue Marble makes eventually go into foods and perfumes.
Like right now, we just produced a batch that, you know, we had pineapple, pear drops, kind of what they call tutti frutti. It's really the flavor of juicy fruit.
The first time they tried to make these esters, let's just say it took a little futzing to get exactly right.
The very first ester batch we made from our own product, we were like, okay, let's make blueberry, let's make it. And since we'd never made the ester product before, we didn't know how intense it was going to be. And it was one of those unseasonably warm days in Seattle. I think it was like 105 here that day.
It was so hot, the esters just vaporized into the air.
A couple ounces of that material made, you know, it made the whole block smell like blueberry.
Steven says that Blue Marble still plans on making biofuels sometime in the future. And they've already got a bigger manufacturing facility in the works. But for now, they're sticking with the high-value products and saving up to invest in new energy technologies. This podcast is produced by ScienceLine, the shortest distance between you and science. I'm Ariel Blecker. Thanks for listening.